as a ruler in the family, a guide within the family, and he has a position of imamat and wilayat within the family, because he is considered as wali of the family. He has certain responsibilities. Father has many, many responsibilities. I have started with a verse just for the blessing, that is from Surah Luqman. And Hazrat Luqman, as a father, speaks to his son. There is an advice of a father to the son in the time of Hazrat Luqman, one of the hukama, one of the wise personalities that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has recognized him, full of wisdom. The personality who worshipped Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala years and years, and he was being one of the most obedient personality, that Allah provided him wisdom. And with that wisdom he speaks with his son. إِذْ قَالَ لُقْمَانُ لِإِبْنِهِ. If we have some sort of wisdom, we need to share with our family members. If we know something, then we have to advise to our children as well. That is responsibility. إِذْ قَالَ لِإِبْنِهِ. So first responsibility, of course, it comes to your family members, to your children. Before you advise anybody else, you need to advise your children. And when you like to advise, at that time you do maw'iza. Come down from that position of leadership and being a ruler, for example, and being authoritative, but come down on the level of maw'iza. And speak with your son with that sense of friendship, brotherhood. Be as a brother with your son. Sometimes we can be. It's not necessarily the old, that all the time I have to be father. Sometimes I have to come down from that level. So you can see in the lives of prophets, for example, Hazrat Thamud and the personalities in the Quran that are mentioned, prophets, that they said to their nation, Akhuhum. So they are their brother. So they call them that, oh, our brothers. So that means a prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala comes down from the level of prophethood and speaks as a brother. So we can speak as a brother as well. So he says, وَهُوَ يَعِوهُ يَا بُنَيَّ. Now when you like to advise somebody, at that time you should remember and mention your relation. Yes, your relation as a leader, your relation as a ruler, authoritative, whatever. But your relation with your son is relation of father and son. Now you need to say, oh my dear son, mere bete, mere pyare bete. Sometimes, you know, you have to use those terms. These are not terms you need to write down sometime when you like to write a letter. Yeah, you know, over there you maybe write some beautiful words. Qurratu aini, right? Thamaratu fuadi, right? But these are the terms that has to be used within the family. And you can see this in the life of Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam. Look in Hadith Qissa, how Prophet, peace be upon him, speaks with his children. How Fatimatu Zahra salamullah alayha, addresses her children, Ya Bunayya, Ya Thamarata Fuadi, O peace of my heart, O fruit of my heart. So that means advising, it can be accepted when you come down on a level of father and children, and also speak with them with that love and kindness. Ya Bunayya La Tushrik Billah. So first and most important advice, do not associate with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Inna shirka la ghulmun azeem. So your advice, it has to come, you know, sometimes we start advising about very small nitty-gritty things, very small things, little type of the advices, and mentioning very little elements of life. No, we should mention in the beginning, when you start mentoring, when you start nurturing the minds, you have to start from foundation. make foundation, make belief stronger, rather than just mentioning about why you are wearing this shirt, why you are doing this. No, these are the things that you can maybe focus on that later on. First is inna shirk ala wulmun awim. Make the foundation of Tawheed. Make their belief stronger, rather than going to very small things. When we look in Hadith of Ahlul Bayt, Islam has mentioned clearly about the responsibilities of father. Responsibilities of mother also been mentioned. Responsibilities of the fathers also been mentioned. And clearly that have been mentioned. Maybe in certain Ahadith, certain responsibilities are mentioned, but there is no conflict between them. And I will request brothers and sisters to read Risalatul Huquq of Imam Zainul Abidin alayhi salatu wasalam. In Risalatul Huquq, that means Charter of the Right of Imam alayhi salatu wasalam, includes everything, all the responsibility of the mother, responsibility of the father, responsibility of the children towards the parents. So these are being mentioned clearly, and relation is being mentioned as well. So I would like to go through the first hadith from Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, as he said, مِنْ حَقِّ الْوَلَدِ عَلَىٰ وَالِدِهِ. For his son, there is a responsibility, a role for the father, what he needs to do in the beginning. These are ثَلَاثَةٌ. There are three responsibilities. يُحَسِّنُ إِسْمَهُ. First responsibility, that when a child is born, at that time, naming his best of the name. But as I said yesterday, that training does not start after the birth, but training starts after pregnancy. So now, of course, father is not pregnant. Mother is pregnant. So what is responsibility of father during the time? Father has various important responsibilities while mother is pregnant. One of the responsibilities of father during that time is providing an atmosphere where she can have peace and security. Providing this atmosphere, it is responsibility of father. So, you know, sometimes we think that we have to live with our parents and we should have a family that is close family.